brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I've got multiple in-depth news blitzes coming up in this hour. I'm going to break down the cycle of human civilization briefly. And we're going to open the phones up after I've finished up with these calls. As each caller hangs up, that's your chance to call in. Dealing with this legislation that could pass as early as this week, we do have Judith McGeary, the lawyer and farm owner, is very outspoken and very well versed on this. Joining us Thursday, she had a family emergency and could have made it today, but I just told her, no, you take care of that problem. But I do want to go over farm situation. Headline, farmer consumer outcry helping to stop passage of draconian food safety bill. But it still has a chance of passing, but the good news is it's so draconian, the FDA Food Safety Modernization Act is in trouble. But it'll just give you an idea of what these people are trying to do. But just like the animal ID premises ID, we stood up and fought that in the last 7 years, and now it's in deep trouble. But they're coming back with it again. They said, okay, we're going to back off, but then they're coming back again. The toll-free number for farmers, ranchers, and others to call in on is 1-800-259-9231. Now, going back to Chris in South Dakota, who sounds like a farmer, I am familiar with all the debates about feeding meat products to cows and not cause the prions or the prions to grow in the brain. And I know the British government in 2000, we got the intel, 2001, it came out, did release the foot and mouth in a drill, did use it to shut down a lot of farming and ranching agriculture in the UK. And we know the British in 2003 tried to have a drill in Texas, 4 foot and mouth, using the same equipment they just used to kill millions of cows and sheep, but that got stopped. And so, yes, I don't always trust their official stories. I was just, as an aside, mentioning that I don't like Oprah Winfrey and her world government promotion, but I said, I guess you could say she did some good when she tried to, you know, at least talk about Mad Cow. So that was just a side footnote. I was just trying not to be totally judgmental about her. Didn't mean to cause a whole discussion about this, but go ahead and finish your points, Chris.
Well, I was probably pretty well finished on that, but we do ranch in South Dakota, my wife and I and family, and I've been very involved in the fight against NAIS for 4 years now, and actually I know Judith McGeary personally. And you're right, they've renamed it. It's now called Animal Disease Traceability. They're going to try to continue to do it, and we need to continue to fight it.
And the news says we're not doing it, but then the bureaucrats still show up on record and say, you're going to do this or you're going to get arrested. But they also run stunts. I've seen this in all major agriculture states. They will on purpose as a stunt normally do it to a girl because they like her to cry. They'll give her the blue ribbon for the best calf or the blue ribbon for the best pig, the best hog, and then give it to her on stage and then say, wait a minute, we got something going on here. Now, this shows how diabolical they are. And they'll have a cop come up and say, you're not allowed to have that. Your family farm is an animal ID, which isn't even a law. And she will cry, and they throw her out, and then all the other families rush out and register. So to be part of the school ag, to be part of the fair, they say you got to do this. I mean, is that not diabolical?
Well, it is, and it's just one example. I mean, in Colorado, they forced everybody at the state fair to register their premises. And who's going to tell their kid not to? Now, there were two families that refused because they knew what it was going to do to their property. But that's the kind of thing they do all along. You know, in 2006...
Oh, yeah, you waive your rights, you waive your Fourth Amendment, and now the game ward, instead of harassing you, is now going to be on your property about what you're growing. Anything else?
No, that'd be it.
All right, well, listen, I'm getting into this subject now. I want you as a farmer to add anything else or rancher. Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, just that I guess it would be this. They vertically integrated the poultry.
Stay there. Stay there. We're going to come back to Chris, Brian, Alonzo, Ryan, JD. Stay with us. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Remember when I said you spell freedom F-O-O-D? It's really true. Legislation is in the process of restricting the growing and sharing of food. And a record number of Americans, over 43 million, depend on the government to feed themselves. Food prices are going up for Americans. Prices are going up, even for eFoodsDirect.com. This will require their first price increase in 3 years. The most important thing Americans can do for their own freedom and survival in these hardest of times is to get supplies of high-quality storable food. Because of the huge response to this buy three and get one free special, eFoodsDirect.com will continue this special until September 27th. Right now, you can buy three and get one free at the old prices. But move fast, because this offer ends September 27th. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Chris is a rancher in South Dakota, and I'm well read on all these subjects. What he's saying is spot on from my research. He was trying to talk about the vertical integration. That's technical jargon for getting rid of family farms and ranches. The IRS is now harassing farms and ranches, saying if you're not profitable, you're not even eligible to get small tax deductions. Then the states are trying to mirror that, trying to pull people's agriculture exemption. I mean, if you own a 20-acre tiny family farm, almost always a fraction of what great-grandma or granddaddy had. But over the years, granddaddy gets cancer, you got to sell part of it to I mean, everybody who's been rural and has a rural family and a rural culture has been through this. They've got family farms down to 2 acres now in many areas, and now they're saying, we're passing zoning countywide. You got to pay a $5,000 a year fee just to grow tomatoes in your backyard. I mean, it's really happening. And it is so hardcore what they're doing. So finish up your points, Chris, because you got interrupted by the break. Then we're going to rush through these next few calls. Then I'm going to get into the cycle we go through briefly, and then we're going to go to farmers in Arkansas and other states. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, thanks, Alex, for keeping me on, and I'll try to be quick. They have almost complete control of the poultry, hog, dairy, sheep, industries. The cattle industry is the largest segment of the agriculture in the United States. and they're doing their darndest to get control of us. And through NAIS, the food safety bill, the pressure on the people that have the grazing permits and federal lands, when they get complete control of the food supply in this country is when they can take over. What I have said for a long time is that people will give up their guns, they will give up, take shots, they will do anything for a loaf of bread for their kids. And what consumers in this country need to know is that they need to help us fight our fights in these industries, in these ag industries, because if they don't, we're so far outnumbered, there's less than 2% of the American people are in the country raising grain and cattle and hogs, and the consumers need to get behind us or else we're all going to go hungry and we're all going to be in trouble.
Well, God bless you, Chris. What you're doing is a duty to the Republic. Thomas Jefferson, 200 plus years ago, this was the most common thing he wrote about, that we needed country gentlemen who were educated, armed with firearms, and armed with the truth. And then if we ever became a centralized society, Europe only had about 10% urban then, and he talked about how that was being used to control people and how they formed paramilitary forces in the cities to go out and basically turn the farming communities in Europe into serfs. And so the same battle they were fighting 200 plus years ago, we're now fighting today, and God bless you, keep it up. For those that don't know, the numbers he just gave you are the precise numbers. You can pull these up if you'd like. Just search the term, number of Americans that are urban dwellers. It's right at 90% are urban. 90% live in cities or suburbs and are not self-sufficient in any way. They don't grow one tomato a year out on the back porch. Of the 10% roughly that are rural, most of them work at the hardware store or the Walmart or the prison or the power plant or the mine or at, you know, trimming yards or at the veterinary clinic, whatever the case may be, or at the floral shop, whatever's in the little town, or at the dry goods shop or the gun shop. Now, most of those people love their family land. Almost all of them, if you do the study or just travel to a small town, their families, this is the same for England, Canada, France, it doesn't matter. And they're under attack everywhere. And when you study these areas, they all, most of them have their own little plot of vegetables. They may can a little bit of it for friends and family, almost as a ritual to keep the culture alive. They may go out 4 or 5 days a year, park on the side of the road, sell jams, sell carrots, sell tomatoes, sell watermelons, whatever the case is. You see it out there. Sell pecans, sell plums, sell apples. It's all over under this bill. If there is any preparation, if you slice those peaches and put them in a can, you can't do it. And the way the legislation reads, and I've gone over this, Judah's coming on Thursday to talk more about it, that it also reads that there are inspections and fines and fees if you're growing anything for sale. Now, this is another way to shut down the farms and ranches and make you pay through those fines and fees for more bureaucrats. Now, listen, my family has been in Freestone County on my dad's side since 1829 on multiple sides. First big wave that came in, we have Mexican land grants. We've got copies of it, the old family Bible falling apart, where we bought for 3 cents an acre from the Mexican government. Now, we have a tiny piece of that property left compared to what we had. Okay? And they want to get rid of that. They want to drive people off of that land. And let me tell you, it's such a police state in Freestone County that I am an amateur astronomer. And back in college, when I had more time, whenever I'd go visit my grandma or I'd go out to East Texas, I'd take the telescope and I'd set it up in the front yard, or I'd go out in the, you know, in the 200 acres that's in front of their house out there with the cows, and I'd set it up. And every time I did it, the gate would get opened. They'd drive onto our property. They'd shine lights in my face. And they'd say, I want to see if you got guns or you out here hunting. This isn't a free country. You can have the illegal alien, Barack Obama's aunt, on TV saying, I came here illegally. I'm on three forms of welfare, and I deserve it. And the police aren't going to touch her. But I don't even, and I shouldn't let them win. A, I'm too busy to go hunting. But B, every time I'm at our little deer camp, about 6 acres into our own property, we don't even have hunters on our land. When I was a kid, they did. The people that pay to lease it. Every time I go hunting, the gate opens up, lights drive up, and arrogant, bloated pieces of trash game wardens come up. And you'll have a deer hanging up. They don't care if you got the sticker. They don't care if you have the tags. They let you know you're scum. Now, when I was a child, it wasn't like that. And it's like that everywhere. This isn't land of the free, home of the brave. They're not looking for poachers, folks. They're there to let you know you're their slave. And now they're training them to see what you're growing, to see what you're doing, and claiming they don't need warrants to come on your property. And this goes back to Robin Hood 800 years ago. This goes back to your family starving. You get caught with a rabbit you killed to feed your wife, and they would kill you. They would kill you. They would take you out, tie you to a pole, and slit your throat was the main way they did it. No judge, no jury, no nothing. And that's how this works. And now, I don't even want to be around them. I mean, here's an example. 3 years ago, my great uncle since died of pancreatic cancer. He had been radiated, had part of his pancreas removed. He wanted to go hunting one more time. He thought he was going to die then. He ended up dying last year. My uncle Leonard Jones, great guy. He is out there, and I always love these reports. It's like the cop broke the neck of this 84-year-old vet, and they're like, he's a vet. Well, you know, they hate vets even more. But a Korean vet, you know, great guy. He was sick and didn't want to drive the deer in to have it processed. He didn't want to have to gut it himself. So my uncle and my dad got in the car to drive it into town, a county that my family literally founded. You understand, this is America. They're driving into Fairfield, 10 miles away. Our property's closer to Buffalo. They drive in there, and I wasn't there. My dad told me the story, my uncle. And the state police pull him over. And this guy is got his hand on his gun. He's yelling at my uncle. And the deer has a tag on it, and he says, what do you mean you didn't kill this deer? You're going to jail. All these other state police show up. You're not allowed to transport a deer that wasn't yours. And they said, well, actually, I'm a landowner, and it's legal for a landowner to do it. And they said, shut up. Shut up. I wasn't talking to you. You know that routine where you're talking to somebody, and you talk, and they tell you, be quiet, shut up. And then more police show up, and one actually had an IQ. I guess he didn't drink enough fluoride when he was growing up. He says, no, it's legal. And that cop was like, you're lucky, I'll get you next time. I mean, this is what our country has turned into. This is what our country is. The government wants you to know that you're a slave. They want you to know that you're being watched. That's why they have that Pennsylvania TV ad where it says, Tom, nice house, nice car. What's not nice is you owe $4,000 in back taxes. And it shows a satellite watching Tom. They want you to know they're watching you. They want you to know. And they're going to put you in jail with a $1 million fine. That's the AP headline. In fact, a $1 million fine for garage sale. Search that term. I want to show folks. They want you to know that you are scum. Now, the illegal aliens filling up the military, driving down the wages, voting to take your guns, they're above the law. I saw another case last week in Austin where this illegal alien had run into people 3 times. He finally killed somebody, and they're not even knowing if they're going to charge him with manslaughter. Because you don't want to make them not feel welcome. They're red carpet. That's why Obama's aunt, she says, hey, you owe me 3 forms of welfare. I'm an illegal alien. You owe me citizenship. Give me the money. Give me that money right now. But when they're done bringing this country down, you think she's going to get anything? No, she's going to get nothing. But see, all these debts that are run up are to the bankers. So citizens, there it is, new government policy imposes strict standards on garage sales nationwide. And I'm sorry, I was wrong. I was doing that from a year ago. I said $1 million fine. I apologize. I got it wrong. You thought I was exaggerating? I'm sorry. No, it was $15 million fine. Excuse me. a $15 million federal fine for a garage sale. We'll be right back.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Okay, I want to take some calls from farmers. I will spend 5 minutes on the cycle. I'm going to make a YouTube or PrisonPlanet.tv video. I made a 30-minute special video for PrisonPlanet.tv members that went up last night. It's titled, What We Really Are, where I talk about the nature of humanity. It deals with the cycle. it deals with all these issues. But I wanted to get into some other facets of it, and we will. But let's go to some farmer calls. Then we'll get to Brian and JD. For farmers to call in and talk about what they're dealing with, or ranchers, and this legislation that is designed to shut down what's left of the family farm and ranch. Scott in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Here just about a year ago, we bought some Heirloom Organic Seed Vault, and we planted about a half an acre this year. Well, about the beginning of August, we had some Mexican citizens, I guess, here on work visas with spray containers on their backpacks, spraying everybody's land around here, including our garden.
Yeah, no, I knew where you were going. Let me tell you what's happening there, at least with cases I've seen. Monsanto, and how they get away with trespassing, I don't know, actually has planes. In fact, search this. People won't believe it. Monsanto drops Roundup bombs on crops. They do it in Europe, Canada, and here, all over the world, India. And they fly in with planes and drop a canister. And if, you know, let's say it kills 300 of your corn plants, your soybean, whatever it is. If one plant lives, they then sue you, claiming that you had their genetics. But what happens is, and they finally lost in court on this, their seeds blow in, their seeds contaminate yours, and so if there's any of their genetics, that plant lives, and the Roundup doesn't kill it. So they're killing your crops, but the government says that's okay to test. Now, is that what was happening with the illegals?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but it was a company called Progressive Solutions, contracted by Carroll Electric Corporation. And they basically came in and sprayed Lineage Clearstand, Accord XRT, Tordon K, and Allegair 90. And clearly in the MSDSs, it says, do not spray around anywhere where there's water wells. And what's funny is just 4 to 5, maybe even a week after they sprayed, everybody in our little farming community got sick. Well, me and my wife started driving around to look at some of the other farms that were hit. Not one single Cargill farm was hit. Not one. Not one. All the little mom-and-pop farms around here in our community, gardens are dead. And according to the MSDS, is on Lineage Clear Stand, it stays in the soil 15
years. Well, let me ask you a question. I know this is going on, and it's part of basically, you know, this larger plan to shut everything down. Why don't you post no trespassing, and why don't you call the sheriff on this company?
We did. They said that the electric company owns the land near or around the power lines, which, of course, where's land at that there's no power lines?
So they claim they have an access right-of-way that
yep.
supersedes your property. That's made up. That's not true. They
it's
may
not.
Have it right underneath it, but that's they're just claiming that.
Well, they got us. They got us. They got all the other farmers in our community, and it's happened everywhere Carroll Electric has power lines, except these big agribusinesses, the chicken places, nothing there got sprayed, which actually we are the home of the Tyson chicken right here in northwest Arkansas, and none of their farms got sprayed. None of the Cargill farms got sprayed. They just ignored all that. But they hit every single mom-and-pop farm in this whole area.
Well, they train you. They just come on your property. They drop bombs on it. Guys, I know you found an InfoWars article dealing with how they're using Blackwater. But, I mean, this was all over the news. It happened to Percy Smizer and many others. Just search the term. Well, I mean, that should pull it up. Or Cole Watson, if you can't find it. The search term would be Monsanto trespasses to test for their genes. Something like that should pull it up for you. But they have planes that fly over and drop canisters that kills your crop. They go, oh, their crop's dead. They didn't steal from us. Meanwhile, they release their genetic material. It gets into your farm, and the courts almost always rule for them, saying that's okay. This is globalism. Incredible. Anything else you want to add there, Mike, from
flying around doing all this? We're looking for pot plants, spraying for pot plants.
Okay, Scott, sorry. All right, Scott, I appreciate your call. Did they say any other reason they were doing this?
They said for vegetation control.
But then they walk up to your crops and do this?
Yes. Guys, but all our neighbors.
Amazing. All right, thank you so much, Scott. We'll go to Mike, Kathy, and many others on the other side discussing this, the war against agriculture.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action. Or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I want to tell you about a few sponsors, and I'm going to hurry to Scott, Mike, Brian, and JD. That'll be it for calls. So I've got some more news I need to hit in this hour, and I want to get into the decadence cycle. We talk a lot about this, but I want people to realize what it really means. This is 100% in history. So we know history. We can avert it, or at least after the collapse, be positioned to fix society, because you don't always come out of these cycles. It doesn't always restart. A lot of times you just stay in pure decadence and corruption and despotism. I want to tell you about Diamond Gusset Jeans. They're running a special while supplies last. They're made in America. Motorcycle jeans, regular jeans, they're all made right here in this country. They have a special way they sew them, so they last a lot longer. They don't tear out in the crotch like happens with Levi's that are now made in Mexico. And they've got a special running until supplies end where you can get one of two T-shirts that are gorgeous free when you order two pairs of jeans and free shipping. That is a giant value. That's got to be like a $35 value because the shirt's $24, and then the shipping normally would be about 10 bucks, I would guess. So here's one of the shirts you can get free. It's got the Don't Tread on Me snake. It says Diamond Gusset with a motorcycle. Defender, Don't Tread on Me. Get that shirt free, ladies and gentlemen. And you can also get free shipping, 888-8-GUSSET, 888-8-GUSSET. Or GussetClothing.com, G-U-S-S-E-T, GussetClothing.com, or 888-8-GUSSET. And one other sponsor that I want to tell you about is Inner Health Botanicals, a fantastic company that's been supporting us for years. They've been providing products that give you the perfect solution to keeping your body healthy. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy and keeps you well. It even won the best superfood from our good friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, in 2009. Try their NutriCafe, amazing organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Now, that's something you don't see on store shelves every day. Innerfood.com, you can visit them or give them a call right now at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. To see all of their available discounts to Alex Jones listeners, simply click on the banner at Infowars.com and take a look at all their fine products. Innerfood.com, the best green food out there, bar none. Okay, let's hurry through your calls now. Mike in Texas, who's a farmer, go ahead. I can hear Mike talking in the background. Let's go to Kathy and see if Mike comes back. Kathy in Canada, rancher, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Earlier you mentioned that Oprah Winfrey did a good job bringing up the mad cow issue, and I just want to speak to that and one other issue. Basically, I've been helping a gentleman from the United Kingdom work on mad cow stuff for 7 years, and he passed away in 2006. His name was Mark Purdy, P-U-R-D-E-Y. And if I want anything from your listeners and yourself, is I want you to read the book he wrote before he died. The book is entitled Animal Farm, and farm is spelled P-H-A-R-M. And if you care about the family farm and you care about straightening out this whole fiasco with the scam that is BSE and mad cow disease, I would encourage you to read that book.
Well, ma'am, I didn't mean to cause a big, long... I was talking about Oprah Winfrey saying she set up some weird UN global government church. She supported Obama. She's a globalist. And then I said, but I guess, you know, she meant to do well talking about mad cow and got in some trouble. So that was just a small footnote. I know that there's a lot of debate about what really causes mad cow.
Oh, and whether she meant to do this or not is so much the issue. And whether the situation that took place in the UK was an action by government slipping in toxins into a chemical that was used at that time on the cattle, who knows? The point
well, what
is
about
that,
Monsanto up in Canada? We've had the farmers on. It's been on the news there where Monsanto comes on your crops and sprays them with Roundup. They trespass, kill your crops to see if one plant is theirs. And
I haven't seen that around here. We're cattle farmers. We don't have a lot of cropland. But what has happened in Alberta, Canada, and if you wanted to ask who is my government, I would say my government is a bunch of people sitting in the legislature that are owned by Monsanto and owned by all these large corporations, because they have been passing legislation in this province at a rate that is unheard of in the last 5 years. And the legislation is being done to control the land, to control the water. And the best example is the Alberta Land Stewardship Act, which passed a couple of years ago. Now, I have some excerpts from this act which demonstrate that the government believes that they can take actions that, I'm going to quote here, establishing, supporting, or facilitating funding and cost-sharing initiatives, mechanisms, and instruments to support or enhance any one or more of the following. And these are conservation easements, conservation directives, other sorts of programs. And then there's the protection, conservation, enhancement of the environment. Now, under the definitions of this act, and the environment includes the air, land, and water, and includes all layers of the atmosphere and all organic and inorganic matter, including living organisms. So this is taking over control. The government has no right to control living organisms, it's crazy. And as far as the layers of the atmosphere go, we've been seeing the chem spraying for about 2-3 years now, where we didn't have it before. Now it's just unbelievable. The weather pattern in Alberta this year has been completely screwed up because the jet stream is off course, and we're normally, you know, temperate land to dry land, and we're just soaking here.
All right. Good to hear from you, Kathy. Let's see if Mike, Texas farmer, is back. Mike, you there?
Hey, Alex, I'm here. Yep. Hey, Alex, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Monmouth County, New Jersey, but that's where some of the most important battles of the Revolutionary War were fought. Some of the farms and orchards that are on that land, right where the battles were fought to gain our independence from the tyrant George III, those places are what made New Jersey, to be called and be famous as the Garden State.
And they're now annexing the farms to drill city water wells and basically just stealing their property.
Exactly. And when I talk to people out here in Texas about the fact that I'm from New Jersey, and they say, well, where'd you grow up, by Newark Airport? That's what people think New Jersey was. And I say, no. But
no,
there
are beautiful farms all over the East Coast.
Yes. And I said, if you want to know what your state is going to look like, if you let these globalists continue to push their agenda, your state is going to look like
Agenda 21's stated program is to deindustrialize and then also not let you farm to force you into mass cities to control you. It is the stated full spectrum dominance is to make you totally dependent on them. It's stated.
Alex, you talk a lot about predictive programming, movies, what have you. You read Professor Tolkien's books a lot, The Lord of the Rings. What did they take out of those movies, or what did they leave out on purpose? The end of those books, where all the sheriffs and everybody are trying to take control over the Shire and Hobbiton, Professor Tolkien knew that that's what the British government was all about, and that's what was going to happen in society. Back then, when did he write them? In the 20s, in the 30s? He knew that that's what society was coming to. When local tyrant control freaks were going to take control over everything. You couldn't grow anything. You couldn't build anything on your own land. You couldn't walk from town to town without your papers. He knew. He saw that that's what this society was turning to.
Well said, Mike. Anything else?
No. Thanks, Alex, for doing what you do. I'm a brand new member of Prison Planet TV.
Thank you, sir. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much. And we're about to move PrisonPlanet.tv to even better, bigger servers and are updating it. Thank you so much for your support. Okay. Really what Mike just said is the beginning of what I was going to say. What we're going through now is a high-tech version of everything our ancestors, whether you're African, Japanese, it doesn't matter. We go through feudalism. Corrupt elites build castles, hire strong men, and then show up at your little town and say, you're going to give me your women, you're going to give me your young men to be my soldiers, and you're going to give me part of your food. Once they've got you to accept that, in every case, they then expand. Well, now you're not allowed to grow food. Only my cousin is. So the food prices go up. Now you've got to be my slave in my local factory. And so humans do the same thing, kind of like an oyster grows an oyster shell, or a plant grows a certain way and turns towards the sun. They call it a tropism. It's ingrained. And so what happens is, here's the big secret about society. Good people just want to be married, have a good wife or husband, wonderful children. Once your belly's full, once you've got your little piece of land out in the sun, you just want to be safe. You just want to be left alone. And so governments will stage terror attacks. Governments will stage crises in the name of keeping you safe, in the name of taking care of you. And bad people who always want more power, who always want more control, who like to do sneaky things, who like to be backstabbing and manipulative, they always get into control. And then they start recruiting their buddies in. And then more ruthless people beneath them stab them in the back to get into power. And then more ruthless people beneath them stab them in the back to get into power. And then it's like a centrifugal purification system, like a race, a survival of the most evil, where there's always an acceleration into corruption. Now, those corrupt people are always there in society. And there's only been a few cases in history where a true system, an enlightened system, where the good people understand these truths, create a system of government to guard against big government, to guard against corruption. But you have to be informed. You have to be virtuous. You have to have an understanding. You have to guard the jewel of liberty as if it's the most precious thing in the world, as Thomas Jefferson said. You've got to be armed. An armed person is a free person. A slave is always disarmed. A prisoner in a prison is disarmed. It's so elementary. And it's a law that tyrants and corrupt groups always want more, 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 and always try to take over. But they told the American people after World War II, we're the good guys. We can do no wrong. We can, you know, do whatever we want. The government's going to grow, grow, grow. It's for your own good. And they've gotten over half the population in some form or fashion dependent on them. And now they're going into the full collapse system. But the globalists have written countless books and white papers. They know the natural collapse that tyranny causes, that then normally shakes out the tyranny and people have a chance to restart. Sometimes it gets worse, sometimes it gets better. They openly say we're going to have a controlled collapse to make sure we stay on top and consolidate power and expand our power through that. But if you look at Eastern European rulers, Western European rulers, Mesoamerican tribes, if you look at Asian rulers, in any period of history going back 6,000 plus years, in every single case of recorded history, countries, nations, nation states, empires always go bad. And there's always denial about it. Because by the time you've gone from liberty and freedom that creates incredible wealth, then the next generation stops taking it as serious, starts becoming decadent, corrupt. Corrupt people move into positions of power. They set precedents to get away with more and more corruption. They recruit more of their people, set new precedents, until finally it's just accepted that the government and ruling corporate class can do whatever they want. And if we look at the psychology, you know, I talk a lot about Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, killing tens of millions, slaughtering, murdering for no reason. Even when people were submitting to Lenin, the NKVD would come back to him, the internal secret police, and say, all right, we've killed a half of this town. We've done all this. And they would say, kill more. Well, who do we kill? Kill randomly. Terrorize them. I want more blood. It's really just a sicko. See, people like Ted Bundy, who are really smart, become governors. They become Fox News hosts, CNN hosts. They become Homeland Security deputies because now they can get away with their evil. They can make everything they're doing secret, government becoming more secret, corporations becoming more secret, while they write unconstitutional laws to make everything we do public. So they have that advantage of intelligence, of armaments, of propaganda, of resources. And so you look at every culture. You might get a strong king who, you know, won through war and whatever and who wanted to build up his people. And you'd have a cycle of the philosopher king sometimes and milk and honey. But then their kid gets in. They're corrupt and decadent. Then their kid gets in even worse. And their cousin kills them. This person's, you know, a schizophrenic lunatic. And they just go hog wild nuts. We have now reached that hog wild nuts area. I mean, go back 4,000 years ago in the Mayan kingdom in Central America and Southern North America. They might do, out of a city of tens of thousands of people, a handful of sacrifices a year. And that was the priest class training people, give me something that's really worth something to you. Show you're under my mind control. Well, if you'll give them your kids to have their heart cut out, you're under mind control. You fast forward 1,000 years, to where they were sacrificing so much of their population was going down. They had killed off all the other tribes around them. Because for elites, it's not enough to have 20 mistresses. What's taboo? Strangling a child after you torture them. What's taboo? Burning down a city for fun. What's taboo? Crucifying 5,000 people because you feel like it. Roman legions. And then they start competing with each other. Then they have cultures of extremism where the leaders have got to be more ruthless than their underlings or they'll lose the respect of their psychopathic servants. That's how the psychopath psychology works. Then they begin brainwashing the general public to be like them so they're accepted of it. They start having gladiatorial games with people killing each other. So you'll cheer your neighbor being killed this week and nobody will stand up for you when you're being killed a month later. So they've taken all of this, the globalists understand it, and they've institutionalized it. And you've got the British and Dutch royalty and the Rothschild royalty, for any, you know, lack of a better term, and the Asian corrupt elites and the Hispanic corrupt elites. All of them are the same. They are birds of a feather flying together. They enjoy what they're doing. And so to them, it's beautiful. Death and destruction. Have you seen the most popular art? It's not Monet's. It's not Van Gogh's. It's not Leonardo da Vinci. It's not, you know, famous Dutch painters. No, it's now $25 million for a skull with maggots coming out of it. It's $10 million for a baby, you know, disemboweled in a tank of formaldehyde. It's, when you look at Christie's auctions, the Wall Street, the elites, Schwarzenegger, I've seen stuff he's purchased. I mean, it is dead children covered in maggots. Their favorite thing is dead children covered with maggots. Or Schwarzenegger, one of his favorite artists, and there's photos of him online going to Germany to see the displays, is like dead babies in Nazi uniforms. I mean, folks, because they've had it all, and they got into darkness, and it wasn't enough. The studies show it's the same with porn. You know, you're 15 years old looking at Playboy, you're shocked and amazed by it. Now you look at it, it does nothing for you. And so what it does is it sears the nerve endings, basically. It turns it into where you're like just a zombie. So they're artificially turning us in to biological android facsimiles of their psychopathic system. And you've got all the elites interbreeding genetically, passing on the psychopathic traits. Stay with us.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Fleshes it out for people just a little bit historically. why does every tyranny start huge wars and start slaughtering people for no reason? Why do their armies dress in black? Why do they rape and kill women? Because they recruit evil people in, and then they can never get enough evil people, so they start selling torture is virtuous. Jack Bauer is a hero. They start selling you that secret arrest is good, that cutting corners is good. And that's to get good people who they see as weak-minded to accept the wicked paradigm as something that's good. And there's no doubt that we're going into the worst of tyrannies. There is no doubt that the corruption is even worse than I could even imagine. Every day they scale new heights or depths of depravity. And none of us are safe. And we better understand that and get that through our head. And if you are a person who loves liberty and truth, and if you're someone who can see through all this and understand what's going on, I mean, you don't have to see through it now. It's out in the open. Then you better do everything you can in small ways every day to alert people to what's happening and to stand up to corruption. Because they've tried to break our will, break our back, where we just kind of, yeah, I know it's corrupt. I'm done. Just leave me alone. You can't do that. You've got to face these bullies down. You've got to call them out for what they are. They think we're so weak. They're all over the news saying, yes, we want to kill most people. Yes, we want to kill babies. Yes, we want to cut your energy off. Yes, we want to destroy your industry. I mean, they actually say this and then say they're good. See, first they teach us there's no right and wrong. Oh, don't criticize the Aztec culture. You know, every culture is different. Oh, really? Was the Nazi culture good? Obviously, no. They take your capacity away, or at least try to. They try to put it into suspended animation where you can't make decisions about what's good or bad. And then they start telling you what's good. See, you're not allowed to have a view. They've got a view, and they're going to cram it down your throat in an arrogant, over-the-top way. They act like everything they're doing is good when it's obviously bad. It's time to get in their face and let these scum know we're not backing down. Dale in Indiana, who's a farmer. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller here. We had a situation developing here in Indiana in our county through the zoning board out here. And the zoning board was wanting to limit how many times the landowner, the farmer, could subdivide his land to sell a portion of it off. And so,
yeah, that's always done, so you got to go buy off the politicians for a variance.
Right. Well, then there was about 60 landowners at the zoning board meeting, and two gentlemen got up and spoke in opposition to it. And then I raised my hand and got up and went and addressed the board. And I said, and I pointed my finger over to the county attorney, and I said, he's the fiduciary for everything that goes on in this county. And he says, no, I'm not. I says, oh, yes, you are. He says, oh, no, I'm not. I says, now listen. It doesn't make any difference what any of these board members want to do in this county. Before they can do anything, they have to pass it by you to get your okay. So that makes you the fiduciary. And being the fiduciary takes on liability. Now, if there's anything unconstitutional being done in the county, in any of these counties within the United States of America, that county attorney is orchestrating the global system being implemented.
It is. It's Agenda 21, and that's good. They're making it personal, but they always say it isn't personal. You go, listen, it's personal now. And when you see them in a restaurant, you walk up and tell who they're with. You know you're with a dirtbag, don't you? You shun them. We stop licking their boots and calling them officials or authorities. So what did he do after you pointed out what he was up to?
Well, 2 weeks later, he resigned his position and left the county.
Good. He moved on to find some good slaves he could bleed. Anything else?
That's about it, but...
All right, I'm out of time. God bless you. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.